once you're saved, you cannot lose your salvation. Not even the devil in hell can rob you of your salvation.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. In last week's broadcast of the first part of this message, Pastor Brian Grant used an acrostic of the word Christian to draw from the text of Ephesians 1 verses 3 through 14 several characteristics that give identity to every blood-bought child of God. We heard from our brother how every true Christian is uniquely and expressly chosen by God for salvation. We heard how every Christian is holy, set apart for God and His purposes. We heard how every believer is redeemed, ransomed from the bondage of sin by the blood of the Lamb. Finally, we heard how every believer is an inheritor of the eternal riches of Christ. Now this evening, we will hear the concluding part of this message entitled, Getting a Grasp on Our New Identity, as Pastor Grant picks up where the broadcast left off last week. Here again is Pastor Grant.
I'm sealed. Oh, put that down. I am sealed. Verse 13 again. In whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit. And there are two powerful lessons that we need to learn from the seal. Lesson number one, the seal speaks of a finished transaction. When important legal documents are processed, they're often stamped with an official seal. And that official seal signifies the completion of the transaction. And I'm here to tell you that this Holy Spirit seal guarantees that the transaction is finished. Everything that is needed for my salvation is done. When I was in college, they said to me, Ryan, it's good that you received Jesus as your Savior. I'm glad to know you repented of your sin and invited Jesus into your heart. But Brian, there's still something more you need. Brian, you need to speak in tongues. Oh, Brian, oh, some other folks said no. Brian, what you need to follow the law. Some will say, Brian, you need to be baptized. Well, by then I was baptized already. But I'm trying to help you because baptism doesn't save you and baptism is not critical. It's important, but baptism is not critical for your salvation. Although some would like us to believe you're only saved if you have been baptized. You're only saved if you have spoken in tongues. You have only saved if you keep the law. You've heard all that stuff. But I'm so glad I'm saved. Listen. Put this down in your notes. Put this down. I'm saved by grace alone, through faith alone. Don't leave off the alone. Grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Amen? Grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Listen, the seal speaks of the finished transaction. The moment I repented of my sin and received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, young person, immediately I received eternal life and I can't ever lose it. But second, the seal speaks of security and protection. You remember when the Lord Jesus was buried, they buried him in a tomb and they put the seal of the Roman government on the tomb of Jesus to demonstrate it was secure. And all I want you to know, because my friend, somewhere along the line, you may be blown around, so much drama might be happening in your life, and you wonder if you have lost your salvation. But I want you to know we are secure in Jesus. A person came to me once and said, suppose I did some sin, and before I had a chance to ask the Lord Jesus for forgiveness, a car hit me and killed me. Would I go to heaven or to hell? You see, this is why some people don't like doctrine, you know. But doctrine is so important, because doctrine gives us the foundation and what we can stand on for assurance and comfort and to live our lives. And here is what the Bible is telling us. This Holy Spirit seal guarantees my security and my protection. Once you are saved, you cannot lose your salvation. The question is, are you saved? But once you're saved, you cannot lose your salvation. Not even the devil in hell can rob you of your salvation. He said, preacher, are you sure? I'm as sure as Jesus is. And here's what he said in John's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 27 through 30. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them, somebody help me, eternal life. I hear sometimes I say to folks, I'm going to come back with that verse. I say to folks, if you got everlasting life, eternal life, if I met you last week and you had it, and I meet you this week and you say I lost it, what sort of everlasting life is that? It didn't even last a week. Come on. He gives us everlasting life. He gives us eternal life. And so Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Oh, hallelujah. They shall never perish. I am saved eternally. They shall never perish. And he said, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Not even the devil in hell can pluck me out of the hand of my Savior. I'm eternally secure, and so are you if you know Jesus. You're eternally secure in Jesus. And then Jesus went to say, my Father who gave them to me is greater than all, and nobody can pluck them out of my Father's hand. We are safe and secure in Jesus. He said, and pastor, because there are a lot of churches, you know, I hope you realize that part of the reason why we like to preach a gospel that you can lose your salvation is to keep people straight. Are you getting it? Because if you can't lose your salvation, then you may say, I can do whatever I want. But the person who is truly born of God, they want to please daddy. Are you with me? My kids, I'm seeing some of their faces right now. My kids have tried to please their mom and perhaps their dad. Not because they are forced to. Not because if they said, then we're going to kick them. We're going to kick them. I'm going to kick you out of family if you don't do. No. Hallelujah. Am I right? If you're right, say hallelujah. Listen, they have done it because they love me and their mommy. I seek to live a life to please Jesus, not because he will kick me out. I'm doing it because of love. And what better motivation? The greatest motivation is love, not force. We're not pleasing God because he will kick us out. We're pleasing God because we love him. Amen. So what have we said so far? We are chosen. Oh, are you starting to get how special we are? We are chosen. H, we are what? Holy. R, we are redeemed. I, inheritor. S, we are sealed and we can't ever lose our salvation. T, we are transformed. Transformed. Ephesians 2, verses 1 to 3. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. Notice, you were dead, in which you once walked, past tense, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves, past tense, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and past tense, were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, we are transformed. But God, oh hallelujah, all the old stuff, all the stuff, all them BC days are over. The before Christ days are over, and the in Christ days have begun. Amen. And in the in Christ days, we have been transformed. The old life is gone. So let's stop behaving like we're still in the BC days. Sometimes what we need to do is to let go of some of them, the BC crowd. Do you know one of the greatest things that holds back a young person? They hang on to the BC crowd. Oh, not just a young Christian, even us mature folks. We're still hanging on to the same old BC folks, the folks who have no interest in the things of God. They're in a totally different zone. You see, we miss the fact that when we became Christians, something dramatic happened. I mean, it looked the same. My fingernails didn't get shorter. But the minute I became a Christian, something dramatic happened. I became a brand new creature, a new creation. I am different. And my friend, I cannot continue the same path. I can't keep running with the old crowd and doing everything the old crowd wants. Isn't it interesting? So I get saved. The old crowd, I'm still running with the old crowd. I say to the old crowd, let's go to church on Sunday and Monday. Sunday and Tuesday, wouldn't you come to me? No. The old crowd said, let's go to Atlantic City. I said, yes. Are you understanding what's going on? As long as we feel that we are married to the old crowd, we're going to have a hard time seeing this transformation take full impact in our lives. But we are brand new creatures, and we need to let go some of this old crowd. Oh, reach them with the gospel so that together they may become part of this new crowd. Amen. I have been transformed. Hallelujah. 7. I'm indwelt. This is big stuff. Turn your Bible, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that is at work in us. I'm indwelt by the Holy Spirit, and the fact that I'm indwelt. Listen, the fact that God the Spirit lives in me, he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or think. Somehow, I don't understand why this verse hasn't grabbed us more.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. To help with your personal walk with God, Pastor Grant has made available printed outlines of today's message with all the scriptures referenced. For your copy, please visit our website, livinggodsway.org, that's livinggodsway.org, or call our office at 215-242-5550. Once again, 215-242-5550. And now, let's return to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
I met a young man whose dad told him that society was so stacked against him when he was young. He said there was no point him trying to advance his education, no point spending time in physics and mathematics or anything worthwhile. He said the society is so stacked against you. He says at best you're going to be a street cleaner. He says that you don't need math and physics to be a street cleaner. He said don't waste your time, because it's going to just make you frustrated. Dad had put him in a box. I met young people whose teachers have told them, you're not going to really hit the mark. You know, you're such a poor student. There's not much hope for you. Perhaps you've heard that. They put you in a box. But I'm going to say to you, my friend, now that you are a child of the King, don't ever allow anyone to limit your potential. Oh, I hope you're listening. Don't allow anyone to limit your potential. Don't even allow yourself. Focus on the fact who I am in Jesus. Focus on the fact that I'm indwelt by God's Holy Spirit. Focus on the fact that God's Holy Spirit is able to do in me exceeding abundantly above all that I can ask or think. Don't let the boss tell you, you'll never be more than that. Never allow anyone, because whatever God has for you, oh, if you don't mind my going into a little Jamaican, can't be on for you. Whatever God has for you, can't be on for you. You say, break that down. I see our sister looking at me. Break it down. Whatever God has for you cannot ever be taken away from you. God has this plan. The only person who can make it unfair you? The only person who spoils God's plan, not spoils his plan, the person who thwarts God's plan, the person who makes it not happen, is you. You are the biggest problem is you and me. The problem is we are not understanding who we are in Christ. We're failing to grasp our identity in Christ. We refuse to believe that he can really do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. If we submit to his will, whatever his plan and purpose is for my life, as I submit to God and walk with God, he will bring it to pass. The challenge is I don't want to submit to God because I rather hang out. Oh, somebody help me this morning. Oh my God, get us to understand who we are in Jesus. We are chosen, C. We are holy, H. We are redeemed, R. We are inheritors, I. S, sealed, T, transformed. I, indwelt by God's Holy Spirit. You see, the devil might say to you, and the boss may say to you, you can't. But you can say back, you don't have to back chat the boss, but deep in your spirit, the Spirit of God is saying to you, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Because of the power of the indwelling Spirit. Yes, you can achieve anything that God has in mind for you. Oh, you notice I put a qualifier. Because some of us, once we hear about a verse like this, we say, oh my goodness, you mean I can make that $10 million? I didn't say that. Because if you made $10 million, it would be a tragedy. What you want is to achieve God's purpose for your life. Whatever it is, that's what you really want. You want to achieve God's purpose for your life. People said to Billy Graham some years ago, basically they said, you spend all your life being a preacher. And there were so many things, because they forget, a man like that was so articulate. He could be president. He said he would rather be a servant of Christ than be the king of the greatest country. He would rather be a servant. He wanted to make sure he was in the place that God has called him to. I know what a joy it is. What a joy it is to know that you're in the center of God's will, that you're doing what God wants you to do. Let me move on. Listen. A. C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. I'm adopted. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5. It says, having predestined us to adoption, I'm adopted. Listen, put this in your notes because this is very, very important. Adopted doesn't just mean I'm a part of God's family. Did you see what we have here? Adopted means, adopted grants us all the rights and privileges of an adult son and heir. You say, well, son, well, you remember back in those days, the sons had all the rights. But it gives you all the rights of an adult ear. The moment you got saved, you received all the rights and privileges. And this is so important that a young Christian grasps this, or a teenager, or a preteen. It's so important that we grasp this, that the moment we come to Jesus, we have all the rights and privileges of the most mature believer on the planet. Are you still here with me? Do you know the moment you got saved, you have access to the throne room of heaven as much as anybody in the whole universe? The moment you got saved, you have access to the Spirit's power just like anybody else. And so this morning, as I move this message towards a close, I just want to say to you, listen, don't, young people, don't wait. Don't sit down saying, oh, I'm going to wait till I'm 21. I'm going to wait till I'm 31 before I really recognize who I am in Jesus. No, no, no. The moment you got saved, you have all the rights of a full heir. God is, his ear is cocked to hear you come to him, just like it is for any of the old folks here. It's time. It's time. God is saying to somebody here this morning, it's time that you realize that you can be more mature in Jesus, that you can be moving forward in Jesus. You don't have to wait. But finally, number 9, I'm near. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11. Therefore, remember that you once Gentiles in the flesh who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in flesh by hands. That time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the commonwealth of promise, having no hope, without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you were once far, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. We used to be far, far, far. But now we're near, near, near. It's so good to be near. It's so good. You say, how near am I? You say, we were so far, the Gentiles called, the Jews called us dogs. We were without hope. We were without God. I am so near. There is no, you know, I'm not being cocky when I say this. There is nobody in the universe as near as you are or as I am. Nearer we cannot be. We are that near. We're near like the Apostle John leaning on Jesus' bosom. We are that near. His ear, listen, listen. His ear is cocked to hear your cry. You're that near to Jesus. The minute you got saved, you are near. Don't ever forget, you're near. May God help us to seize our identity in Christ. When we grasp our identity in Christ, it can radically transform our life. And I tell you, as I was preparing this message, I thought of my dad, a man who his identity in Christ revolutionized his life. You know, as I reflected, I came to the conclusion, before my dad got saved, he was stuck in a box. He came from a very dysfunctional family. And since he had limited education, his career prospects seemed limited to being a handyman on a produce truck, loading and unloading bananas and oranges until he met Jesus. But when he met Jesus, everything changed, because my dad grasped his new identity in Christ, and he realized that in Christ, all things are possible. He realized that with the Spirit of God living in him, he could do, the Spirit could do in him and through him exceedingly abundantly above all that he could ask or think. And despite all the problems of his past, despite the disappointment with his family, despite the mess in his family, he grasped his new identity in Christ. He realized that to be a Christian was the most important thing in his life. And I tell you, God totally transformed this man. I think he is one of my heroes, I'll be honest with you. And God used this simple man, this banana loader, eventually became chairman of an insurance company. He started a church. He owned a clinic for the poor. He started a home for the aged. He traveled throughout Jamaica preaching the life-transforming gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm here to tell you, when you embrace who you are in Christ, when you embrace your identity in Christ, God can revolutionize your life. So the question is this morning, are you going to let him? This morning, are you going to submit to him? Oh, I got one last thing to squeeze in and I'm going to let you go. I gave you a brother an extra point. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. Here's what it says. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. You can cover your whole notes with this. I am loved. The Bible says, I am loved with an unfathomable love. And because I'm loved. You see, everything else is based on that. It's because I am loved. It is because I'm loved why I'm chosen. It's because I'm loved why he has made me holy. It's because I'm loved why he redeemed me. It's because I'm loved I have an inheritance. It's because I'm loved I'm sealed. I'm secure in Jesus. I am transformed by the power of God. I'm indwelt by God's Spirit because God loves me. I'm adopted because God loves me. I am near, so very near. And one of these days, I just won't be able to worship him through faith. But one of these days, we're going to be so near. We're going to be physically in his presence because he loved me. My friend, he loves you just as much as he loves me. And this morning I'm going to ask some of you who have listened to what I'm saying and you're saying, oh, I wish I could be part of that. I wish I could be part of that. I'm going to ask you to come to Jesus. I'm going to come ask you to receive this Jesus, the one who loved you with an unfathomable love. The one who wants to change you and transform you. The one who wants to give you a brand new identity. I'm going to ask you to come to him and receive him. I hope you'll do that.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that, and mean it, God will hear you and he will answer your prayer and he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-887-4750 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org, that's livinggodsway.org, and remember to ask for our daily devotional, The Word for You Today. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing to us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10:45 a.m. It will certainly be a pleasure to meet you. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.